Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Elisha Chanina ben Idid Nafshi Aaron Avram. We are continuing our series of Shurim in the Ein Hayav, Marna Rav Zetzal. We're in Os Tes Zayin in the first parak of Besech Shabbos. We learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us via Moshe that he was giving us the gift of Shabbos, which we explained at length in the previous shir. From here, Rishim Gamliel says that if you give bread to a child, you have to tell his mother. Who is this child? Who is the mother? What is this mashal telling us? Omer Arav, Atinok eno makir ki im erich hatova shel hana'at hapat. A child only recognizes the value of the good, of the pleasure that he gets from the bread that he is given. Omnam, bihivada davar limo. However, when his mother finds out, she will know how to recognize the value of the feeling of a friendship that there is in this. And when this child gets older, his soul will also be connected to the one who showed him love in his youth. So the mother will appreciate the gift giver now, the friendship that inhered in the gift, and the child too will appreciate when he gets older this person who gave him the gift, and not just the bread, but the person himself. So it emerges then that telling the mother, which is a small, telling the mother about the small material benefit that they gained from him, that he gave this piece of bread, it will bring to a great spiritual purpose. The simple preservation, guarding of Shabbos, we saw that Shabbos isn't just about not doing 39 malachas and eating cholent and kugel, taking a nap. But Shabbos is a lot more than that. Shabbos, which is our role important, don't get me wrong, but Shabbos is teaching us the Tachlis Habriya, that we're going to a place where there's going to be Yom Shekulo Shabbos, and even though now people have to work, because we have the klal of v'zeh sapecha tocha lochem, man has to earn his keep by the sweat of his brow, but there's going to come a time where man won't have to work anymore, and he's just going to imbibe in godliness and in kedusha. And that's what Shabbos teaches us. It's a remez to the Yom Shekula Shabbos, that day where it'll be completely Shabbos, complete holiness. K'deyot nesad la lechol darkei Torah k'tuvah k'tusha. So this shows you the elevation, the exaltation of man. And this is a foundation for all the ways of the Torah and Kedusha. That this is what man is about. This is the tachlis of man. That man is not just here to live to eat and eat to live. But man is here for a much higher spiritual purpose. That's what Shabbos teaches us. So in that way, Shabbos is similar to the pat hanitan letinok bakarato haktana leumat hakarat imo hagdola. So you have the smaller recognition of the child, and you have the greater recognition of the child's mother. The child recognizes the concrete, physical, material value of the bread. We, Klal Yisrael, recognize in general the concrete benefit of Shabbos. It's a day off, it's relaxing, it's enjoyable. But then there's the mother recognizes the deeper meaning of the bread. Ah, this is friendship. And we recognize the certain people, as we'll see who it is in a moment, recognize the deeper spiritual value of Shabbos, that it's a remit to the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, and that it teaches us the Tachlis Habriya is Dveikus Bashem and Lisanik Al Hashem, to cling to God, to get pleasure from Hashem. Kmo ken tavo ha'tehuda ha'gdola shel chanuyot ha'shabbat rak al dei shmirata pshuta v'dimyon ha'amon kulo. שאין להם כמעט דברים המעשיים לבדם, בלא ההבחנה לרדת לסוף טעם קדושת השבת העליונה. So, the tinok is the hamon, are the masses. And we just know, oh, you have the art scroll 39 Melacha book, and you keep it. You have the art scroll How to Make Kiddush on Shabbos book, you keep it. You have the art scroll Bishul book, you keep it. You learn not how to how not to cook. But the masses don't know the Kedusha Shabbos HaElyona. That's the tinok. It's like the child doesn't understand the deeper meaning of this bread. Ve'mi Knesset Yisrael bechlal hanosedet al panei lemudei Hashem elu talmidei chachamim hamesigim erech ha'teuda ruchanit shel Shabbat. The mother, in this mashal, is Knesset Yisrael, the spiritual soul of the Jewish people, which is founded on the Banaich Lemudei Hashem. Those are the Talmidei Chachamim who understand the ultimate spiritual goal of Shabbos. Ki Hayidiyah Titpashet BiYichud BeAnshei HaMa'ala Ba'alei Bina HaMenikim Et Ha'am BiKatnuto MeChelev Shadeha Shel Torah V'Da'at Hashem. Because the Yediyah is of the deeper meaning of Shabbos is going to spread specifically, primarily, among those Anshei Bina, among those people with great understanding and wisdom that nourish the nation in their youth. In other words, the masses are the people, and then who is the one, who's the mother who gives them their nourishment, who feeds them from her the milk of her breasts? Those are the Talmidei Chachamim. So that's the mother and the child. It's a beautiful mashal of Rafutner when he talks about the difference between teaching secular subjects and teaching Jewish subjects. A person who teaches secular subjects, he compares to the cook in the kitchen, in the wherever, prepares the food and gives it. So the math teacher prepares the lesson and gives it. But the Torah teacher, he compares to the mother who's giving from herself, from her own body, from her pnimius. And that's the Torah teacher supposed to be giving from his pnimius. You're also the aim, giving to the Tinok. That Torah, that's the Talmidei Chachamim, who connect to the higher spiritual purpose of Klal Yisrael, of Knesset Yisrael. So therefore we see why we need this Mashal, what this Mashal is teaching us, the Nosem Pas Latinok, who only gets the Chitonis of what this Pas means. So till we only understand the Chitonis of Shabbos, which is also beautiful, which is also holy, but the masses only understand that, then you have to tell the mother who understands the deeper meaning of Shabbos, the deeper meaning of this gift, of the bread, the Yedidus, so to the Yedidus of Hashem. May Avidlei. So what should you do in order to tell the mother? Amar Abaye Shafle Mishcho Mole Kuchle. You smear some cream and you fill it with blue around the child's eyes. Itnan, today, Chashin and Lakshafim Mai, today that you're worried about witchcraft, what do you do? Amar of Papa, Shayflame Oisoy Hamin. You give him from Oso Hamin, from the very same type. What does this mean? So Rashi says that Yishav Shefenu B'Shemen Bein Einav. Davar Nirish to Shalenuim, so put some oil between the child's eyes, and the mother's going to see and say, who did that to you? Rashi says, and the child's going to say, Ploni. And he also gave me bread. Ah, the mother will know. And then Moli Le Kuchla, fill it with blue. Fill it with eyeshadow. Rashi says, No say Kol Sivivaino, Chen Lashono B'Talmud. So this obviously seems very strange, and then there's a problem with Kshafim. And then Rav Papa says, okay, so then you anoint him with the same min. What does that mean? So let's see what the Rav says. מהפעולות החמריות הפרטיות יבואו תוצאות ישרות למחשבות כלליות. כמו שיש דמיון לתעודת השבת החומימה, מעשים החומריים. From peulos chomrios pratios, from specific concrete physical actions, will come results to more general thoughts. Just like there's a comparison between tudat shabbat haromimah עם המעשים החומרים של האדם מצטיינתי בקדושתה על נתינת פת לתינוק בערך האידיאל להם. So from the world of Chamrius, we could come to the world of Ruchnius. Just like we have giving the bread to the kid, his knowledge compared to the knowledge of the mother. Shabbos, the lower level of Shabbos, the higher level of Shabbos. The concrete malachas of Shabbos compared to the higher Kedushin purpose of man that's and here is in Shabbos. Haim omnam hiklal haknesia takir et kedushat haShabbat ve'alyonuta meribuy ha'asarot v'amasim ha'chomriim meribuy ha'diyuk bepertei ha'malachot ha'asurot ha'avot v'toldotehem v'chomer shebehem yavo la'akara maram v'nisa hu ha'erech shel kedusha alyona ha'chofefet al ha'Shabbat. The mother, which is Knesset Yisrael, and particularly Talmid HaChachamim, will recognize the Kiddush of Shabbos and its elevation from the many Azharos and the Masim Chomrim and all of the many details of Shabbos, the Avos and the Toldos, and how serious they are, will bring to a recognition the great elevated value that hovers over Shabbos. V'hinei klal hadavar hu lechazek at hakochot hagufanim b'idun shel romut v'kedusha leir et nei hasechel b'dayot amitiyot v'mazichot. So the klal is to be mechazek the kochos hagufanim, the physical kochos, with this romus, with this kedusha, to be meir einei hasechel. So that's domeu l'sha'if lei mishcha ha'maden et haguf ha'mavriyo ma'li lekuch la'amir et ha'inayim u'vizakachan. So what was the goal? The goal was to elevate the body. When you elevate the body, then you come to a recognition. So what does this cream do? This cream is ma'adenet haguf. It makes the guf more. The skin will shine with this cream, and it gives the skin more health. So that symbolizes the mechazek the guf. And then the kuchla are the eyes, meir einehem. This kuchla, this kachol, has health properties to it. It's not just a color, it's not just makeup, it's to make the eyes healthier. That's the kuchla. There's a little child we're dealing with over here, not a woman who's dressing up for Shabbos. This is the child. So it's meir es ha'inayim u'mizakchan. This kuchla shines the eyes, and makes it pure. So that's an order to show the Knesset Yisrael, the aim, what Shabbos is about. That it elevates body and gives one intellectual clarity. That's the significance of the creams. And that gives them appreciation of the higher meaning of Shabbos. The kid might not get it, but the mother will. V'nei b'dorot ha'rishonim she'o deyot tzulot ha'mashrim mat'im lo nemtzu'u. Haya maspik shmirat gufei Torah she'bishabbat v'orot ha'machazkot et kedushat ha'guf v'or ha'nefesh yibot me'arat ha'secha v'arega shanavah in p'ulat ha'pi ha'zvarat g'dolei ha'dor. So in the olden days, people had clarity of vision, and all they had to do was keep Shabbos. And the teachings that were mechazik, the kedushas haguf, and the light of the soul. And then they would have this clarity of understanding and feeling that comes along with all their actions, based on the explanation of the Gedolei Hador. Amnam kasher ba'o pritzim ve'yichalalu et kvod ha'musagim ha'ruchaniyim. However, when those rebellious people came and they were mechalel they violated the honor of the musagim ruchaniim ve'achashbon ha'rayonot ha'ruchaniim etchilu lizalzel. And on the cheshbon of these spiritual ideas, they start to be mezalzel and maisim that are the foundation of the world. ושרק על ידם וזהירותם יבואו לתודעת השבת העליונה ותודעת ההצלחה של התורה כולה בכללה, אלו המחפשים מחשים כוח פמליה של מליה, שנטלו הדרה של התורה במעשיה וחללו את קדושתה. They said that you don't have to... These מחשים כוח פמליה של מליה, what's מחשפים? So we explained the idea of the creams, now we understand the מחשפים. Today we're חושש לקשפים. These are people who said you don't have to keep Shabbos Lamaisa anymore. They said that by keeping Shabbos it's not going to give you Hatzlacha. They took away the glory of the Torah. They were Mechal al Kedushas HaTorah. So now they were Mezalzel B'maisim Shem Yisod HaChayim. V'chashinan L'kshafim. And their choshesh were choshesh l'kshafim. These people are machish pamalya shalmala. These people who say that it's not going to give you hatzlach if you keep Shabbos. Keeping Shabbos l'mais isn't good for you. That's bizman azeh that were chashinam l'kshafim. So what do you do b'zman hazeh? So it says, Shoifle may also min, given from that very same type. In other words, whatever you're giving the kid, whatever type of food you're giving the kid, put a little bit on his face. And the mother will see that. What does that mean? מאמין של ההגבלה התורית שהם המעשים של אבות מלאכות ותולדיתם שמן התורה. לחזק את ההכרה הבאה מרוממות קדושת ערך השבת יהיו צריכים לבוא הוספת השבותים. In other words, the same min is you have to מחזק Shabbos. People aren't going to get it anymore, the higher level of Shabbos, because they're מזלזל נמייסים. חשינן לקשפים, they're מכחישים כוח פמאי לשמייל, like it says in Sanhedrin Samuel Zayin on the base. So you have to add more to Rabbanans. Tiltul, Rishuyos, Vimagdil Akaras Shabbos Vikdushasa. So beforehand they were messing with the Kshafim. They were saying that you can't, it's not going to help you to keep Shabbos. It's not going to give Koach to the Pamalia Shalmala. So you have to add strictures to Shabbos. To show you how serious Shabbos is, to be mischazik and shmirah Shabbos. If they would just add spiritual ideas, they'd be makrish pamal yishamal. They say, no. We don't believe in that. They said that they don't believe that the maisim help in the world of the spirit. So if you add spiritual ideas, they're not going to accept it. So by adding on laws, they were teaching the people how important it is to keep the Maisim of Shabbos. And the more they're careful about the Maisim of Shabbos, the more they're going to recognize the great spiritual value of Shabbos. That's the idea of Shav Shlomei Oso Amin. In other words, the Oso Amin, the very same Min, is the Min of Shabbos. That's this topic here. So they are Makrish Pamalia Shalmala, they don't believe in the power of Shabbos. So add Shavusim, add the Rabbanans, in order that people recognize how important the Maisim are. They were Mizalzel and the Maisim. The Pritzim came, those who made breaches came, and they said, you don't have to be so careful about Shabbos. So in order to counter them, the Eitzah was to add on Shavusim, to add on more Dinim, to make people appreciate the Maisim of Shabbos. Okay, so Siyata Deshmaya, we learned some big Yisodos, and the next Shikol is a beautiful and long one, the more the better. And hopefully we will be zocheh to learn it. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest friends.